And we've got 7 minutes to start a revolution tonight. Tonight I want to start the first world revolution. Every one of you will be telling your grandkids that you are here tonight when we start the first world revolution. I know I will be telling tomorrow about the first world revolution. I'll say to Jack and Eve, start the revolution yesterday and I'll say, that's great, grandad, can you play Raven?
Great.
Because that's what I have to do on a Thursday night. It's hard work being Raven. What do I mean? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at some of my work and I'm going to talk about what glow can bring to it. And I want to just add this simple concept of plus glow, okay? So I'm going to talk about, let me start first of all with online professional community. I've got the best job in the world. What is that film, mate?
Look at that microphone. Hello.
I've got the best job in the world, right? National CPG, I get to go all over and I get to attend things like this and see things. But for me, one of the most powerful things that right now is what is beginning to happen in GLOW in online professional communities. We've seen some examples of DB that I would love to be able to see at a national level, but I appreciate that these are things that are all happening at different levels in local authorities. But these ideas of having online professional communities, because what GLOW gives to me is this idea of collegiality. So, just some examples of groups that I'm a member of. The National CPD Network, which is about 100 people. Then we have our own place where we swap stuff, we post information. That's a bit of a fledgling one at the moment. The ADES Curriculum Implementation Partnership, Sheena, I see you're hearing that. And that, the store of documents on there, and it's all very much work in progress, and you can understand directors of education and heads of service might be a wee bit low, we want to put that out just now, that might have that ramification. But if you're in that network, only people in that network can see it, and I think that's very important. I'm a Twitter user, I'm an open source soft user, there's all sorts of things I do, but there are certain things that can't go in the public domain in my work, and I need to know who's reading it, and they need to know if I'm in there reading it. It's as simple as that, and GLOW's wonderful for that. Bar none. Because I can share with anybody in Scotland at any kind of level. CPD lead, this is one for CPD coordinators, not particularly well adopted yet, it'll take some time, but CPD coordinators and establishment level, if you are one, look for CPD lead. And then the most recent one that we started last week for supply teachers, we've had 40 supply teachers who have now managed to make contact with each other in the last week by being in GLOW. So if you're in an authority that's difficult to get GLOW passwords at the moment, and you're a supply teacher of no one, then we'll get you. And you can then start to share your CPD. I'm going to run out of time here, but here we go. So that's professional communities. We have tools. CPD Finds, you haven't heard of CPD Finds? Google it, it's got its own song. Here's a little segue you wrote for all you busy educators, well, just Google CPD Finds, that's all you're getting, a server boy. CPD Reflect is a tool for the PRD process. Again, these are good tools. Blogs, great tools. Here's Katrina, who has written in our blog about a virtual reading group. What a fabulous idea for CPD. Every month they post a title, people go and read it, and then they discuss it online. That's a great idea. Now this is, we're now back into the kind of open world here. Anybody can access CPD Find, anybody can access the blog. So why am I talking about Plus Glow? Tell you in a minute, it'll be revealed. David, he set himself a challenge of 365, I'm a bit less, but 52 CPD shorts, which are just video pieces, post them on the blog. There's John Connell, I'm sitting at a meeting with the ADES meeting, John Connell was about to impart his wisdom. I don't know if you know John or know of John, he's a man worth listening to. I was like, what am I doing? Where's the video camera? We ran, we got a video camera and we taped it. We missed the first minute and a half and put it in the blog the next day. Fabulous. That's what I mean by a CPD short. And you can go onto our blog and you can watch that. CPD challenges are more skill-based. So, in this particular case, how can I improve my presentations? Again on the blog. Here's some idiot. I won't bore you with that. But here's a wee video of somebody showing you how to do things. And then down the bottom, there's some challenges and there's some support from CPD Find. So, this is my work. But I'm really here today to talk to you about... I'm not here to talk to you about that, I've done that. I'm here today to talk to you about why are we still building stairs when we have an escalator. The good thing, you ever notice, you never see an escalator out of order. It's just a stair. What I'm wanting to do is, why don't we build escalators? And if people only use them as stairs, well, hell, mend them, that's fine. If they want to tramp up and down the stairs. But we've got the opportunity in Glow to build escalators. Every bit of online CPD we do can be an escalator. And if people want, as I say, go up and down the stairs, they can, they're quite free to do it. But with Glow, with the idea of plus Glow, then you turn a stair into an escalator. People get down much more quickly. And what actually Glow does is it introduces collegiality, which is the most important part of CPD. And this is a very clever escalator in Glow, because people can go both ways at the same time. So, and that's what I mean by plus Glow. I'm going to go back to one or two of these. Where's the scarf?
Sitting beside you, I should have brought it over.
Right, I'll throw it at myself, I promise.
Help yourself anytime.
It's the same thing we've visited. There's Katrina's blog. Lots of people got lots of information from that blog. That's the stair. Here's the escalator. Down the bottom. See down the bottom there's a wee thing saying plus Glow. Click there. Now if you don't have a Glow user ID and password, you're not really lost out. You're using the stair. If you have a Glow user ID and password, you've got the blog. How on earth am I supposed to see my flaming keys? You're 52 year old, in the dark, your eyesight failing.
Lucky quite, Heather.
And you only get three chances of your Glow password, which is always interesting. So here what we've done is we've turned Katrina's stair into an escalator. And it takes you to Scottish Languages group. Glow group. And there's some discussions in there. There's what's happening in the rest. You can join the virtual professional reading group. And that's really what I mean by an example of plus Glow. If we go to CPD Find, I'll just have a look at this, we'll go into it. CPD Find is a collection of CPD. How do you know if it's any good? That question's asking me a lot. Well, we don't really know. What's good for some might not be good for others. However, using Glow, you can endorse a piece of CPD. You can say, I'm Sheena Devlin, and I think this... Sorry, Sheena, I'm not really Sheena Devlin. I think this CPD is worth. And then you can say, well, I rate Sheena. So therefore I'm going to look at this CPD. It's as simple as that. It's this idea of bringing in collegiality. CPD Find will work without Glow, but it's that added value you would get from